Yeah, thanks, Timmy. Welcome back to Finn Park. The rain begins to come down and quite a number of Harps supporters have already left the ground, making their way to their cars as we enter the last minute or so of this game. And it's Harps 0, Dundalk 4. The fourth goal arriving on 82 minutes. Another defensive error from the home side. Sam Todd had an opportunity to cut out across from Michael Duffy. He seemed to be in control, but somehow let the ball go beneath his foot. He just miscontrolled the ball completely. And Greg Sloggett was able to take advantage, and he just hammered the ball into the back of the net past Mark Anthony McGinley. Another case of getting punished for just some sloppy play, and that's what happens at this level, especially playing against a team like Dundalk, who have been really impressive tonight. And they were up against it in the first half, there's no doubt about that. They were in front after only 2 minutes. Patrick Hoban scoring early on. Michael Duffy's attempted cross fell his way, and Hoban's shot towards goal seemed to take a bit of a deflection. It looped over Mark Anthony McGinley and into the back of the net. 1-0 in front. Harps responded well. They played really, really well in that first half. So impressive. Ryan Connolly in midfield, very, very good. Barry McNamee on the ball so often. Rory Harkin, really positive as well. And up front, Caro Sullivan and big Alexander Kogler, the new signing from Austria, really caught the eye in that first half, and they had chances, the best of which came on 13 minutes. Mark Russell coming in off the left onto his right foot, and he curled one towards the top corner, but the goalkeeper, Gary Rogers, got across his line, and a flying save from him, and keeping that effort from Mark Russell out. We're going to have about 3 minutes of injury time at the end of this one, so a case of Dundalk just running down the clock. So Dundalk then were, they doubled their advantage on 37 minutes, and again Michael Duffy was involved, breaking clear after Harps had a long throw in way up at the other end of the pitch. Dundalk managed to win the ball back, and they broke quickly. Duffy's pace taking him away. He was unselfish. He saw that there was a free man inside in the form of Daniel Kelly. He passed the ball to Kelly, who couldn't really miss, but he did, because his effort from around about 6 yards with the goal at his mercy came back off the crossbar. Fortunately for him, Michael Duffy was there to spare his blushes, because he was able to tuck the ball back into the empty net. So 2-0 in front at half time. Harps lost their big defender Shane McAleenie to injury just before half time as well, and he was replaced by Mark Coyle. Whatever hopes Harps had of maybe getting back into the game in the early stages of the second half, well, they were completely wiped out when Hoban struck for his second and Dundalk's third, 6 minutes after the restart. McGinley making a wonderful save from Dean Massey's volley, but Hoban was on hand to turn home the rebound. And again, there were appeals that Harps should have had a free out in an earlier incident in that move for a challenge on Sam Todd. The fourth goal then arrived on 82 minutes, and that more or less, well, just rounded off what's been an impressive victory for Dundalk, with Gary Sloggett getting that one. But even in between that, Harps did have chances, a double goal line clearance, first from the goalkeeper Rogers from Siddiqui's header, and then Gannon heading off the line from Cogler's follow up. And again, Cogler was involved right about the midway point in the second half when taking advantage of a Daniel Cleary mistake, a terrible pass across his own face of goal from Cleary, but Cogler had Barry McNamee running inside, but Cogler decided to go himself. He got a shot all wrong though, and it was well wide, much to the frustration, it must be said, of Barry McNamee, who would have had the simple task of tucking the ball into the empty net. And even in the closing stages, Ryan Connolly had a shot just wide for Harps, and up the other end, Stefan Kolovic, one of Dundalk's three second half substitutes, fired one and on goal. It beat McGinley, but it came back off the base of the post. Elsewhere tonight in the Premier Division, huge disappointment for Derry City, because they conceded late in that game in Waterford tonight. A goal 4 minutes into injury time at the death from Shane Griffin, giving Waterford a 2-1 victory over Derry City, who had gone in front in the first half through Stephen Mallon. Sam Bonney equalised on the stroke of half time for Waterford, and then Shane Griffin pouncing to score the winner right at the end of that. Remember, Derry scored an equaliser deep into injury time against Harps a couple of weeks back, but tonight they're on the wrong end of a late goal. They're still playing at Richmond Park, where St Pat's lead Cork City by a goal to nil, and Bowes 2-0 up on Shelburne. And it's finished here. Full-time whistle has been blown by Robert Harvey, and that brings to end, what has been a decent game, a good performance for Harps, but unfortunately for them, nothing to show for their efforts. It's finished here at Finn Park in Balbofay. Finn Harps 0, Dundalk 4.